thanks to the Forum 6 Tamworth and Wagga Wagga and the Odeon 5 Orange. It's the Talking Flixster podcast with JT and Grant Lee.
Yes, we're rolling out the red carpet for our Flixster episode, and I'm very happy to be walking the red carpet with this man, Grant Lee. Hello, Mr. Lee.
Hello, how are you today, Jay?
I'm great. Hey. How are you? How are you? All good?
Yeah, I'm in a bit of a funny mood today. I don't know why, but I'm just in a bit of a, you know, those strange moods that you get into, and, you know, it's just one of those things. I'm just in that today. So, yeah, I've just had the last 2 days. Our cinema in Tamworth has been closed the last 2 days because we've been doing some refurbishment. Oh. And our cinema in Wagga has been closed during the days only. They've been open overnight on limited sessions. So it's only Odeon that's actually keeping us going at the moment. So thanks, Odeon.
Well done, Andy. And you know what? Even to you guys in Wagga Wagga, well done for at least working at night. Grant Lee took the opportunity to have two more freaking days off.
No. Yeah, I did.
And that would explain the reason why you weren't returning my calls or my text messages at the start of the week, because you were completely switched off. What did you do? You playing video games in your office or something, were you? Was that what happened?
I'm not actually going to say it because I know the boss is listening and I don't want him to know that I went for coffee up at the tennis courts today to watch some international tennis play. Oh. So I won't say that I did that for a couple of hours today. So, yeah.
Well, that's fine, Miss Lee. Once this podcast is done, I'll rip the audio off and send it to them. Don't you worry.
Well, I knew you would.
You know, whatever you say, we'll be used against you. So welcome to the Flixster podcast. This is where we get one of our listeners to go off and see a movie, get them to come on and talk about it. This week, Mr. Lee, it's not your kind of movie, so therefore I don't really know what you'll be adding to this review, to be entirely honest, because
it won't
horror.
Be much.
It's a horror movie. And it is The Conjuring Last Rites. Mr. Lee, the last film in the franchise, is it where everything kind of shuts down? Is that what's going on?
Well, that's what they're saying. But as we all know, in Hollywood, money talks. And this had one of the biggest openings of the franchise because there's been 9 movies all up. Wow. And as we all know, it's gone from 2013 to now. So, you know, you never know. Might have something else.
Maybe.
We might have prequels or something.
You never know, but it has been a very successful franchise. Is this just as good as the rest? We'll find out after we listen to the trailer.
The devil has come to Pennsylvania.
Jack and Janet Smurl claim that an evil presence has found its way into their home.
8 people live in this house. 8 people have experienced this. 8 people are not crazy.
So, when did this start?
Heather's confirmation.
7th of September.
There's something in the attic.
Ed, there's an evil here. Something I've felt before.
This thing in your house is a demon. It's the first one that we ever encountered. We were young. We were scared. We ran away. And after all these years, it wasn't done with our family.
St. Michael, defend us. Be our safeguard against the devil.
In nomine Patris, et filii, Spiritus Sanctus. By the power of our Lord Jesus Christ.
I don't know how to protect you this time.
Lorraine!
Get down here!
Lorraine!
Okay, that really did it for me as well. That's pretty scary just listening to that. Okay, let's welcome our talking clickster, Sam. Hello, how are you, Sam?
Yeah, I'm going pretty good, JT, and I'm great. Man, how you going, guys?
Yeah. You're great,
really
mate.
Good, yes. Really good. But I must say, listening to that, it still scared me.
I was just wondering, whilst you were playing that, is it scarier listening to a trailer or seeing the visuals as well? I couldn't tell. It sounds pretty freaky.
Yeah. I don't know. It's a good point, isn't it, Mr. Lee? Because even though you're not seeing anything, it's just the sound, isn't it? Those jump scare
sounds. You hear
sounds.
That creepy. Yeah, yes. The creepy score. Yes. And that's what gets you, you know, because I've seen the trailer, so I know what's happening and where, you know, the doll and all that's happening. So I think, that's actually a really good question. I might have to listen to a trailer next time of a horror and not watch the trailer.
How good's this, Mr. Lee? Sam's straight into it. He's asking us the questions. That's right. Oh, Sam, we love
that's
you, mate.
That's what we like.
We love you.
That's what we like.
Well,
we like that.
You heard the trailer. Did it bring back memories for you? You know, obviously going and seeing it on the big screen.
Hearing in particular, there was a noise of a toy on that. It often reminds me of a lot of Conjuring movies. They often feature a lot of toys on them. So that's a bit nostalgic for those movies, I feel. Yeah. All those, you know, ominous, creepy tones and sounds and that, you know, it's definitely... definitely relates to what you usually hear in the trailers and that. So, yeah, it's very suiting, yeah.
Can I ask, have you watched all 9 movies from 2013? So from the very first one?
I actually have. I've seen The Conjuring 1 and 2, The Devil Made Me Do It, and then just as of last Thursday, I watched Last Rites, and I also did watch the off-spins, like the Annabelle and the Nun movies. I gotta say, I wasn't as into the off-spins as I was into the sort of just main sort of Conjuring movies, but I was chatting to a mate the other day in a car. Shout out to Trent. He was telling me how much him and his mate were freaking out in the movies, watching the Annabelle movies.
I gotta say, yeah. I'm a massive horror fan, and you know, very rarely does a horror film kind of leave me with looking at going, oh my God, that was just, you know, mind blowing. You got the you know, the hair standing up on the back of your neck. But Annabelle does that to me. There's that one particular scene, that one scene in the where like that the guy who's just broken out of the cult murders that family next door, and that's just, I'm getting goosebumps thinking about that particular scene now. But she is one creepy doll, that Annabelle. Oh,
now that's so awesome when that happens. You know, you got like just a winner when that happens. It's very rare that happens, I feel, when you're really into horror. So,
hey, the question I want to ask Sam, so after it all finished and you got in the car to drive home, did you keep thinking about the movie and all that? Because it was so scary?
I was thinking about a lot of things that happened in the movie, and that I thought, you know, to be honest, when I watched the trailer, I wasn't as thrilled as maybe some of the other ones, but there was a certain part that did get me. And I kept thinking about the music. I really liked the music because I'm particularly into 80s music, and I thought that was really cool. And I liked the costumes and I'm not such a car guy, but there was a lot of old cars in it that looked really cool, and it sort of captivates you into that sort of era that they're portraying.
It's 86, isn't it, that it's set?
Yeah, I feel like it's set in the 70s a little. Maybe, I'm not sure if I remember right, maybe the 60s a bit. I could be wrong on that one, but definitely 70s and 80s, yeah.
Yeah, which is good. And you're talking about the score. It was actually Benjamin Wallfisch who actually composed a lot of the music for it, as well as the Annabelle creation movie as well. He did the score. So good on him for getting the music right.
Oh, yeah.
So, Sam, we look at all 9 Conjuring movies. How does Last Rites compare to some of those earlier films? How would you rank them, I suppose, when you look at it?
Well, for me, the first two were just pretty damn good. Like, I honestly felt a bit traumatized after it. Like, oh, geez, do I need a hug, or like, do I need to watch a Disney movie or something? you know, I didn't mind the third one, but I didn't feel like it was grasping at the same intensity as the first two. And I thought it might go the same for this one. In my opinion, I sort of like this one a little bit more than The Devil Made Me Do It. I did watch like Annabelle and Nun and that, but honestly, I hadn't seen them since I watched them in the movies. So maybe if I gave them a second chance, I might have a different opinion on those, to be honest. The Nun, I was just thinking the makeup on that character, oh, if I saw that, I would get the fudge out of there, man. She looks freaky out.
Can I just say, many years ago when The Nun first came out in 2018, I was at a movie conference, and in the men's toilet, they had a picture of The Nun. It was full length as you walked around the corner, and it scared me every time I went in there. You just go, oh, and it would freak you out. That whole picture of The Nun, you just, yeah, not good.
The fact there's a picture.
That sounds like an awesome gimmick.
A nun in any toilet is bad enough. So that shouldn't be in there, Mr. Lee. I would have made a complaint. So we're going to unpack that older theme plus the music as well a bit down the track. But can we go back? Just this apparently is the last terrifying case that Ed and Lorraine, who are the paranormal investigators, will have to take on. Can you tell us a bit about the movie and just bring us into The Conjuring and a bit more about the storyline?
So this one is about like a family called the Smell family. It's a bit of an odd name, but they come into the possession of a mirror, and you know, it's possessed. It's got some crazy things going on with it. And also at the same time, there's also, you know, a bit of things happening, like with the Warren family. It explains their origins a bit more, like with their daughter and how Ed and Lorraine met sort of thing. So it sort of goes back and forth between these three sort of stories going along with their daughter's got some things going on, and it shows how they sort of fell in love and everything. So, yeah, no, it's got a bit going on, yeah.
It's interesting, and it's nice to find out the backstory of how these two get together and how they actually started going around and doing these things in houses to, you know, try to, you know, find out if there is a paranormal activity happening in there. You're talking about going backwards and forwards. Was that hard to work out where they were up to or anything?
I thought they sort of spliced in and out sort of quite well. That I didn't find it too confusing. I thought it was quite smooth. So, no, I didn't mind it. Yeah.
See, I'm wondering how I would go, because I haven't seen all the Conjuring films, like whether or not, yeah, going along to see Last Rites, I would need to fill some gaps in.
Oh, I see where you're going. I kind of feel like if you're off the street and just thought, hey, I'm going to go watch a random movie I've never seen before, I don't think it would matter too much if you just, hey, I'll see that and I don't know anything about the ones before it. I feel like every sort of Conjuring movie sort of has its own whole thing going on, and if you don't know anything about what happened in the previous installments, it's not a huge deal. But, I mean, if you had seen the previous installments, there is some throwbacks and things that you'll be like, oh, yeah, you know, I get that. But I don't think it's absolutely essential that you got to see all the other ones before watching this one.
Which is good, because 9 movies, that's a lot of time.
Oh, yeah.
That's a lot of time.
So, you're not wrong.
Yeah, if you go, okay, I'm going to go see The Conjuring Last Rites this weekend, but I want to catch up, geez, you might have to go back and watch all 9 movies. Like Grant Lee, for example, he hasn't even seen one. So, you know, before he goes to see this, it would be 8 more movies, and that would take up a hell of a lot of his time. And because...
And a lot of counselling as well.
Yes. I think he'd be done after 1 movie. I don't think he'd go much further than that.
First minute.
Let's talk about some of the stars in the movie. Vera Farmiga, Patrick Wilson. Now, this is obviously Ed and Lorraine. Mia Tolmanson, Ben Hardy, Rebecca Calder as well. So, yeah, some good names there. Who did you like? Who stood out to you?
I have to admit, I'm not so familiar with who's who with the actor's name, but... for me, the characters I always really love is Ed and Lorraine. I feel like they're the heart and soul of the whole you know, series, and they've got such a good chemistry, I feel. So I feel like they do a really good job of betraying that. And I didn't mind who played his daughter and the love interest on this movie, actually.
That's Mia.
I thought they did quite well.
Mia Tomlinson, yeah, yeah. He's about 30, British actress. Great to see her in this one. She was Judy.
Yeah, yeah, that's right, yeah. I think the majority of actors in these movies do pretty well. Like, they're all pretty believable, in my opinion. And that's what it's all about. Like, if you can't believe the fear they're sort of betraying, it's not so scary. So, yeah.
Okay, here's a question for you. Ed and Lorraine, who is played by Vera and Patrick, if you saw them in another movie, let's say a drama or a comedy, playing husband and wife, do you reckon they'd be able to pull that off?
Well, that's a good question, because I watch so many movies, and not just in the horror genre. Potentially, you know, they might be able to. It's hard to answer, to just switch them into a whole different genre, but I'd say probably. I reckon they could.
So tell me, what was the biggest jump scare for you? Was there something that you just went, yeah, that's me. Yeah, no, can't do that. That's scary.
Well, I luckily saw the movie by myself, because if I did go with someone, they would have ended up laughing at me, because I thought, yeah, I'm too cool. I've seen it all. Nothing's going to scare me here. And the thing that scared me was not even probably an intentional scary bit. Maybe I shouldn't say exactly what it was, but I'll make up an example. So a ball just rolled off a table, something as simple as that. It just made my soul jump out of my body, and I jumped in.
Yeah. Those sort of things do, don't they? And when you're not expecting it, and you go, oh, crap, that was really scary. When you're, you know, the music's building up or something, you know, okay, something's going to come, something's going to happen. And then, something like that. Yeah, I get that. Yeah. Because I remember JT made me go see Final Destination.
And he just laughed at me the whole time. I made you go, like I dragged you along.
You picked that movie.
And screaming, my God. And you know what? You came out of the movie going, yeah, that was actually all right. I didn't mind that.
Yeah, but at the time,
Final Destination, wasn't it? Bloodlines, yeah, Jesus.
Yeah, Bloodlines, yeah.
It's not a horror film, Miss Lee. It's not a horror. I think it's a bit more.
No, it wasn't jump scares, no, but you knew something was going to happen.
Yeah, realistically, you know it, don't you? Let's talk about the music. You mentioned earlier, there was a few, some 80s bangers in there. So what can we expect with the music, and how does it relate to the film?
Yeah, well, a good little chunk was in the 80s, and one song I can't help but remember was a David Bowie song, and I'm like, oh, I love that. It's just Rest in Peace, Bowie. I love that was in there. And there were a few other ones, but for the love of me, I just can't remember what they were. But it all helps to just build on what time you're watching the movie in. Like, yeah, it all draws you into that time of where they're at, pretty much. So, yeah, no, it's just always fun to hear songs that you love, and yeah, during the movie, it's makes it a
and
bit
the 80s
better.
Was good too. Like, you can't fault it. 80s was good music, and because I grew up in the 80s, and the music was so good. I still listen to it.
I still question whether it was the 70s. but anyway, and you know what? I reckon the soundtrack sometimes can really dictate whether it's going to be a great movie or not, because you get the soundtrack right, everything else just kind of falls. If the soundtrack's off, it's not as memorable, I don't think.
Yeah, definitely having a good soundtrack can help, and, you know, just loving the soundtrack can just mean that you want to put on a great party mix to have a good time, and every time you hear it, you've got to think of that movie, so it's great, yeah, to have just a fantastic soundtrack, that's for sure.
And you're right about that. I hear a song, and I can tell you the movie it's from, because I really enjoyed it. It fitted the movie so well. And that's why I always keep saying music and movies work so well together.
Oh, yeah. What would you say your guys' favourite movie soundtrack would be?
That's a good question.
For me, I've got to say The Greatest Showman.
with Hugh Jackman. My God, that is a good movie. And I always say I went along for one song, which was This Is Me, Kiala Settle, and I wanted to see how, because I seen the trailer and I wanted to see how it worked into the film. I came away with about 10 favourite songs out of that movie. So, yeah, that would be my favourite. Definitely beats The Sound of Music. But I know that is Grant Lee's favourite movie, but, you know.
Well, that is correct. But the one that I was going to say was Dirty Dancing.
Oh, yeah, I agree. Yeah, I like that. Yeah, I can go with that. Mm.
Yeah,
actually, don't mind Dirty Dancing a bit, to be honest. It's got a few all right ones, I suppose.
Yeah.
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 Yeah,
it's a good movie, and the sound, the music is awesome. So, yeah.
For years, Sam, he's tried to do that scene in the end, you know, where baby gets lifted up. I think when he's had a few broken bones.
No one puts baby in.
That's right. Pull off, yeah.
Hold on, can you say that again, Mr. Lee?
Oh, no. Why did I say that? So, Sam, if you had to describe this movie just in three words, what would you say?
Romance, creepy, and eye-catching.
Romance, creepy, and eye-catching. There's four words, but that's all right. We'll hyphenate one of them.
Four words. I thought the hyphen counted, sorry.
We'll hyphenate. That's all good.
We'll let you get away with it. It's your first time.
Yeah. All right. All
cool. Next time around, do better. all right. Well, okay. Well, let's open the freezer, Mr. Lee. What do you reckon?
Let me just head over to the freezer. Thank you. Now, Sam, I'm going to give you five Choc Tops. What will you say this movie? How many Choc Tops will you give it?
I don't know if I'm allowed to say it, but 3.5 Choc Tops out of 5.
Oh, I like that.
That's good. Yeah. And can I just ask, because we're talking about Choc Tops, what's your favourite Choc Top from the Odeon 5?
I reckon you can't go wrong with the salted caramel one, but I do fancy the mint one as well.
Oh, yes, the mint.
Yeah, mint's nice.
Yeah.
I have to say, you guys do good Choc Tops, yeah.
Yeah, and I have to say, I've actually watched a few of the staff in Orange make the Choc Tops, and they do it the same way we do. So Wagga's a little bit different how they make theirs, but Tamworth and Orange are the same. So.
What's the secret ingredient, Mr. Lee? Come on.
Love.
bullshit. I'm all over you. I know exactly what's going on. Love my ass. Okay, well, Sam, it's been great to have you on. And you know what? It's got me. Mr. Lee wants to go and see The Conjuring now. He just told me. So he's really keen to go and see it this weekend. But for anyone wanting to go and see it, it's a good movie, yeah? So go and check it out.
I've got one little final thing to say. You should stay right to the end of the credits. There's a little something extra, just people know.
Oh, we love that. We love that.
Yes. We do. Yeah. Because how many people leave before the end of a movie? I always stay right to the end, and I made Jay stay right to the end of Final Destination Bloodlines because you never know. Something does happen.
It does. Ever since watching those Marvel movies, I'll always stay to the end of any movie almost, but... Yeah, no, check it out, you know.
What happened, Sam?
No, don't say Sam.
Shut up.
Good on you.
He's a rookie. I was going to see whether I could trick him. No, you're professional. He's doing a great job. Hey, Sam, you know how we were talking earlier about music? Good music, yeah. Well, Mr. Lee, do you want to hear some of his stuff? Because we always like to end the podcast. Put this one out of his latest collection. This is... of Classics Volume 54. Yeah.
And it's quite fitting because on Friday we're going to be talking about Downton Abbey. So
yes, that's quite very fitting. Downton Abbey, isn't it? Yeah. I look forward to that.
Yeah.
Well, do you want to hook Friday, Mr. Lee? What's happening on Friday's show? Just so I know where I want to come and do it with you and or I should just call in a sick.
Because I may call in sick if I go watch The Conjuring. Look, we're going to talk about something advanced screening that's happening this weekend. Of course, we just said Downton Abbey, the grand finale, is the last movie they're saying, and I think they're saying it's very true. And there's an actor who is 92, and he's coming out of retirement to do a movie.
92? Jeez.
Yes. There's not many actors at that age now.
I don't think someone is really old. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a couple, but there's not many.
It'd be like some guy to the Lord of the Rings or something, wouldn't it? Or like, you know...
Not saying.
Someone like that, wouldn't it? Yeah. Okay.
No, not saying. You're going to have to listen on Friday to find out.
Yeah. All right, well, that's got me there, Mr. I'll catch you on Friday, okay? I'll be there. You make sure you're there early, okay? I've got to do some rehearsals.
I will. Thanks, Sam. Thanks Jay. Sam.
Thanks, guys.
We'll catch you at midday on Friday. Have a good one.
Want to be our next Talking Flickster? Register now at forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.